three girls gone missing, and all within the last 6 weeks, all from Miskatonic University. Campus officials and local authorities had their hands tied up with the recent riots that had broken out among the neighboring towns. Not enough extra hands to go looking for a few college girls that obviously ran off to elope, probably to the big city, probably out west. That was the excuse given. Three girls gone missing and no one seemed to care. So the families hired him, Alexander Sale, private investigator. And the trail has led him here, to this forgotten graveyard. He had been here once before 2 years ago, another missing child case, Victoria Reynolds, age 12. She was never found, but similarities in the case have led him here, and he is here once more, beneath the shadow of this house. As he descended further into the crypt, the stench of rot and decay became overwhelming. The annoying buzzing of flies grew increasingly louder as he approached a pile of corpses. There, atop this heap of death lay two of the missing girls, their bodies ravaged, twisted and mangled and discarded like a pair of rag dolls. He knew now where this trail of death would lead him, for the name was upon this very crypt he had entered. This was Marcella Ward's tomb, and as he peered down a dark passage dug out in the back of the crypt, he knew something was there. There was some unspeakable thing in the tunnels beneath the cemetery. Tunnels he feared would lead him back to that house upon the hill.
Thank you.
was frozen in shock and fear. The horror before him was too much to bear, but he dare not look away. Somehow, Matthew Ward was still alive. Somehow, this creature had existed between life and death itself, and now was shredding the skin from the corpse of Eliza Bennett. Eliza, who was this creature's own blood relative, his grandniece. Just as the beast removed the last of her skin, some hideous grotesquery vomited forth from its maw. A disgusting grayish worm thing erupted forth. Within a second, it seemed to dissolve into Eliza's fleshless corpse. Salem held back the instinct to vomit, and could taste the bitter bile upon his tongue. Suddenly, Eliza sat up. She turned and looked right at Salem, and erupted into laughter. It was the same insane laughter that Matthew Ward had just made moments ago. rush of images entered his head as he went whirling down a flight of stairs. As he stood up and gained composure of himself, he somehow knew what he must do. The Elder Sign was the key, the very thing Eliza's reanimated coin was holding. He knew he must somehow gain control of it, and with it, he could send the creature back to the very depths of hell from whence it came. But he must prevent the creature from using it, for in his vision, he witnessed the creature's plan. It was pregnant. Somehow this foul beast was going to give birth. It would give birth to itself, and it would take the form of man. Once it was in its human body, it would use the Elder Sign. It would use it to break open the seal, the gateway to a horror even more so hideous and foul. A great sleeping god, that if awoken, would be the downfall of all of man.
We're
cast out. The Elder Sign ripped from its grasp. The human used to seal the gate to forever exile them into oblivion. Denied Master just at the last moments before possession of the child. How did the human know? How was it possible to gain such knowledge? Then Haster heard the cackle of a whisper, heard the voice darker than black itself, the betrayer, the crawling chaos, Nalathotep, the very same shadow out of time that whispered promises into Haster's ear, promises of a triumphant return to the Outer Realms, the cryptic groans, and promises now broken in shadows. Haster, forever torn from the earth, his essence ripped into the chaos, denied the human form he was so long ago promised, heard the voice. Then a flash of blinding light, the vision appeared before him in a churning chaos of oblivion. Within his mind's eye, he saw it all before him. In a kaleidoscopic array, he witnessed the child born of his skinless bride. Birthed of his own essence, the child would be raised as a human, adopted into a family and grown into a young man. And then he saw the reasoning for his betrayal. Nalathotep. His insidious plan from the beginning. The black-skinned beast would take possession of the man-child. It would lure him into the mouth of madness itself and take nest in its human form. In this form, he would be the one to finally open the gate, the one to break the seal, and let loose the dead sleeping god. It was he who shall become the king of the world, and Haster knew the name of the human child. Its name, Mason Hamilton.